Hey everyone, episode 174 was on the 19th of Jan 2024, first episode of the year. It's the low-hanging fruit, John and Andy. I don't remember what we talked about. I think it was lottery, gatekeeping of camping, you know, the old world camping sort of story that our parents would have had, and then what sort of we do, what we get away with now. Looking at the linear notes, it says RSI from the yanking lifestyle. That can't be good. Misclicking on Pornhub, traveling to disputed zones, trebuchets in war, wireless earbuds. There's a food review of Johnny Vincent Sam's. Much of muchness, you know what to expect. Like, share, follow, subscribe. I've had a lot of feedback regarding the animations that I've released. More of them to come, but the things do cost money, and I'm not asking for money, I'm just asking for likes. So just, yeah, share us out. I know we're that dirty little secret that you have, you know, listen to us, but, you know, we don't have to be. You know, eventually, even the dirtiest of taboo habits get bored in the mainstream. I mean, look at OnlyFans. Enjoy.
There are improvement works ahead, so this train will terminate at the next station.
Fake news, man. Fake news.
Hey,
how about that?
Are you Muslim?
He should have been slapped as a child. He's a spoiled little Greek brat who's probably been treated like a prince.
I'm not a crook. Oh, I earned everything I've
but
got.
You also had people that were very fine people.
Dude, you can buy Twinkies at anywhere, really. Any American store. Even supermarkets, I'm pretty sure you can find them in now. Okay. Silly customer, you cannot hurt the Twinkie. Do you know what I was trying to watch this week? JFK.
The movie?
The movie.
With Kevin Costner.
The dead body, man.
No, with Kevin Costner. The Kevin Costner one? Because there's several of them.
They did a few, yes. The Kevin Costner one.
Okay.
I'll get to that in a second.
What's that for?
Estrogen.
That treats my rosacea.
Oh, really?
His skin feels so soft. See, I told you. His skin.
Fucking get me on there. Every time I have a shower, I flare up as well.
Okay.
You take it for like 2 weeks and it just clears it up.
Permanently?
It's never a permanent thing. There's triggers. My triggers are alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
So herpes, Andy. He has it forever.
That's augmented.
That's what?
Augmented?
Oh, so you enhance your abilities.
Augmented?
Augmented.
Yeah. Wait, augmented.
That means altered.
Yeah, antibiotic for the gastrointestinal.
So it's like that limitless pill.
Yes.
John's going to get out of here, like run home at 140k an hour. Just start
hit the stock market to trade.
I'm having 15 conversations right now as we speak.
He's got an iPad while he's doing the stock market forecasting for the next 50 years while he's repairing the house.
Writing a movie script. Shit. 150 mil Powerball next week. Done.
I already know the numbers if you want.
John on Limitless.
6, 12, 18, 24. Wait.
Oh, shit.
There's a pattern. I'm seeing it.
Do you know what kills it? The fact that if he did win the Powerball, trying to picture how his lifestyle would change, really wouldn't change that much. They'd be like,
"What are you doing? What are you doing the week?" They call him up after. Congratulations, John! You won 150 mil. What are you going to do? The first thing you get the money, I'm going to Rosebud. I got the fish chip place.
Saw some miniatures that came in last week.
Go to your local shop. I'm writing a check.
He might call the guy, like his guy, still gets him at a discounted rate. Yeah.
Hey,
40 bucks!
Shit. Would you buy full price again?
I couldn't bother. It's not that I wouldn't want the discount. It's just that I wouldn't ask or bother going out of my way for the discount. Because I'd be like, it's too much effort for me to even talk to the person than just give him the money.
All right, so ignoring that, all the hookup guy, what about, like, short Because, like, they're the only ones that sell at full price. You go to third-party stores.
Yeah.
And they sell 20% off, 10%. Would you go to them, or would you still go just straight
to... No, I'd go to the... Well, it depends. If I like the people and I'm getting, like, a friendly face with, like, good service and good support and maybe...
A dance.
You know, a little something on the side. It depends, right? Like, I'd pay the extra 20% if I'm getting a really good experience there where it's, like, a good environment or, like, they let you chill there or chill with them and stuff. I think it's worth the money, but... If I didn't care about the people, didn't know them, didn't really like them, I'd be like, yeah, I'm getting the 20%.
There's a question. If you won the Powerball, right, would you just buy everything, like, from this point on? Like, you wouldn't look for bargains. Whatever you see, you just buy, zap it up.
I would do the initial first step. So, I go to buy a car, for example. Let's say I'm going to go buy my Lambo, right? I walk into the showroom, blah, blah. How much is that? 300 grand. Great. Can you do any cheaper? No. All right. I'll take it.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Is that on everything?
Oh, pretty much. That would be my rule of thumb.
Would you be shopping at Audi anymore?
I don't shop in Audi in general.
Neither do I, but I'm making the point of, like, would you look for the cheapest
source? Be, you know, creme de la creme.
So you'd be broke in, like, 5 years?
No, well, I put aside, like, 100 mil of it.
Isn't it the truth, though, every time one of these UK slobs, like, wins the lotto...
They spell it on...
He's always, like, from some football firm, you know? He's like...
I've seen... several cases that have won it and lost. Yeah.
How many?
95% of people who win the lottery end up broke.
95?
Because they don't know how to manage the money.
Is this only a spurious fact or is this... Look it up. I'm not going to look it up.
I have heard that, like, a large... I don't know if it's 95, but a large percentage of them do go broke and mainly due to drugs.
Yeah, they just start living the Mayweather life all of a sudden. Of it is
because then you've got family coming up wanting handouts.
That too.
They don't know how to spend money.
Yeah. Or save money.
They've gone from trying to save, you know, not being able to make ends meet or whatever, to then just having all this money. And I think the companies do put you through, like, a course of, like how to deal with it.
I know that they don't give you all, they don't tell you that you've won all the money right away because it's in heart attack inducing. Because, dude, you turn up to your local Tats Lotto.
No, they do.
What? You're telling me...
You get a phone call.
You turn up to Tats Lotto, you give them your ticket, and they're like, wow, you've won $8 billion,
if you've registered an account and you buy through your account, like the lot account, whatever, your number's registered. The moment those numbers are drawn, they call you and say, congratulations, you just won 150 mil.
Really?
Yep.
That would be heart attack inducing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why they do it, because they think they won't have to pay it out.
Oh, right. Well, that's unfortunate. It's jackpot into 200 mil.
If the person's got no next of kin or anything, then it would just go to the government or back to the Tats, wouldn't it?
I don't know what would happen there if they died in the process.
I would say it goes back to Tats.
It'd go back to Tats.
No, surely.
Yeah. You know, his estate couldn't pick it up because he has no estate.
Mm.
If you got next, like, if I drop off the face of the earth in 50 years.
Because say if it's linked to just like a ticket, because they have so many tickets that go unclaimed. There's so many that.
Yeah.
But if you're linked to an account, that account would be linked to your estate, wouldn't it? Technically, anyone can go pick it up. You'd have to show ID.
No, I think you would. I mean, you would have to prove ownership or something. It's not that hard to, like, maintain a life forever on that money. It's just that I think most people don't know that.
Well, people,
you know, you should split the interest through.
Yeah, but most people don't even know what that is. That's why the rich stay rich.
Yeah, people don't stay rich because they spend money.
Mm.
You get rich from running a lot of checks. No, but...
Carpal tunnel.
Oh. Okay, think of it like this, yeah? I've got a credit card that's pretty high, like, debt credit card. Yeah? Idiot.
Yeah.
Shut up. I live on it. All right? But this is the thing.
Do you make payments on time?
I put money on it every day.
Do you make payments on time, sorry?
Yeah, because every day I'm putting money on it and then, like, it's just constant.
But you've never paid interest?
It's like 100, 200 bucks a month, if that. If that, at its worst.
Living large, fucking hell.
At its worst.
200 bucks, you know how much porn you can get with that?
Who pays for porn? See, there's the start of your problem.
Well, anything.
You don't say things as I'm drinking. Freaking hell. Just wait till I take my sip.
He's gonna have a heart attack. Okay,
no, it's gonna end up over the table.
No, this is something that I got told about years ago, right? So my credit card, I've got it on a point system where it's like it's all on Qantas points,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, scam, yeah.
It's not a scam.
Yeah, sure.
Well, let me finish.
Oh, please.
My Woolies card, my rewards card.
Yeah.
I kept saying I don't need one, right? Then I got told by, it was my god sister that said to me, you need the rewards card. Like, you shop at Woolies, right? I go, yeah, I do. well, then you may as well get the points while you're there.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, yeah, it's not
what
worth it.
What is it, 1-to-1?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm like, yeah, it's not worth it. She's like, dude,
you
got
to spend like $100 a day to get like $4 back or something, don't you? Like $400.
No, $1. $1
is
one point.
And then the points probably convert into like some kind of.
Okay. Anyway, one day when I was at the Woolies in Wavos.
Is that grilled?
The meat.
Chicken.
I don't know.
Is it roast or grilled?
It's roast. It's the roast. The spinner, the rotisserie type thing. Like the gyro style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People are the worst. All right. So. I reckon John would make chewy noises in his sleep.
Oh. I do, actually.
I mean, by 40, I've like gone on camping trips. I've travelled with people. John, I've never done that with. Yeah, so
something's
sacred, Jim. I reckon he would definitely make the chewing sounds.
John, we're going camping. Yeah, I'm alright. There's going to be a LAN party there. Yeah, alright. We've got Starlink set up, wireless satellite internet coming through. I'll bring the PC down. We've got foldable tables?
To a camping site, man. Dude, camping that we went to like 2 weeks ago, yeah? 2 weekends ago. We had a full like setup, man. Like Malaka was there, like another, the rookie was there. And we had like, it was a powered site.
Mm.
And I'd gone, because we'd gone, you know, a month earlier, I'd gone and bought like a four-way outdoor adapter sort of thing, durable, long extension cable. Malaka turned up with his camper, so he had like a marquee with lights.
Yeah,
dude, we had like music blaring. Like it was, dude, I can't remember what someone else had.
Were there other people there, like other?
Yeah, campers? It was a camping ground.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't in the wilderness. But I just remember someone was talking about getting some accessory for the site, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, like that's where we're at now, like camping,
glamping.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there with like connecting power like cables to my tent and trying to fill up the air mattress, and someone said to me, you're right there, because I was the last one to turn up and set up. And I said something like, I can just hear my old man saying to me, pal, where are you? A fucking hotel? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
How do you feel towards like that, like the gatekeeping of camping?
The gatekeeping of camping?
Yeah. Look, I've been camping a few times, probably about 8 or 9 times.
Actual camping?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really? In a tent?
In Minecraft, in, you know.
Yes, I've never not been in a camp.
CS?
I've been...
Battlefield 1?
Camping in a corner with a sniper.
I've been tents about 8 times, and one time was like one of those cabin. Ones where it's like a cabin, yeah. And it's like that, like, I honestly don't care how people go when they go camping. Now, like, you said it as a joke, like, glamping.
Yeah, I didn't. He did.
But some people actually take offense to that, like, how dare you go with power on that?
Yeah,
like, gatekeeping in that sense. Like, what, like, you're, like, in charge of who can go camping
how? I think people get angry because they probably can't afford to glamp, and so they'll make fun of people who can afford to do it because their version would be, like, some shitty, you know, tent, like standard stuff.
Yeah. Look, are you talking about glamping in the literal sense of, like, the... vineyards and stuff that have like
no. When we say glamping, we're talking about like a big tent that can house multiple people, nice, you know, set up nice facilities in there and shit like that. It's like, not just like a sleeping bag.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
as a kid,
like, someone would probably
like,
say,
we're talking about like just who'd gone camping because it was a big group this time, right? Like the last time I'd gone was only about 3 of us. This time there was like, yeah, enough.
Do you shit in the woods?
No.
Where do you shit?
There was a camping site.
Oh!
Drop or actual?
Okay, well...
So that is kind of glamping.
This time...
It depends on his answer.
This time, it was a camping site, right?
Do you squat or sit?
No. Proper facilities, showers.
That's glamping.
So that technically is glamping, but then like...
But even as a kid...
I'll
hang
be
on.
Fine with that.
Okay, hang on. Let me just... I'll break it down, all right?
Wait. Before you break this down, one question. And it's a serious question.
Wait. You say serious question... Mm. But your dimples are poking through your beard.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
I can actually see his old man. Like, when his old man is about to say some smart-ass thing, he's always... it's like the turbo winding up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the eyes and the cheeks. I'm like, all right, let's hear it. Go.
How do you jerk off when you're camping?
I don't.
Really? I don't think camping's for me. That's a big one.
Okay, number one, why is that even a question?
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
please,
and the answer is every night.
Please don't. We're done. What's that? 16 minutes. We're good.
Short of when you were
4 months of content. Thanks, guys. I'll see you
once
next
you hit
week.
Puberty, yeah. You learnt about yanking it.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've gone without yanking it?
Oh, not long.
Are we talking like
hours?
You know what's funny?
Hours.
Weeks?
Hours.
It would be most days. Like, at most days.
Hours. I'll give you hours. You are Kramer.
Well, from sleep to
you
wake up,
you are Kramer.
Man.
You are absolutely Kramer.
I actually thought about this the other day, which is really funny he's asking about.
Why?
I don't know. I was like, when was the last time I didn't do it?
We're going to get cancelled.
You know you're going to get RSI, yeah?
What's RSI?
In your wrist.
Oh, RSI. I'm okay with that. I'd rather RSI on my wrist than cancer in my balls.
I was going to say prostate cancer is the next thing.
No, I'll tell you what. Apparently if I do get really, that one day.
If you're doing it that often, it's supposed to be good for your prostate.
Yeah, it is. That's the whole point.
If I do get it
one
day.
It keeps it like.
Refreshed.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, you're cleaning out all the dead.
Like you're doing an oil change.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Very sexual. Very sexual of you. I'll tell you what. If I ever get prostate cancer, I'll know it's all debunked because.
A freak of science.
There's no way. There's no way.
Don't you remember the meme?
Not from the concert inflammation of you kicking your nuts.
I do. I have been doing that. Remember that?
Can we not? Heck,
that was
keep eating. He's still eating.
My left ball would have that. My
he's
right
still
one wouldn't.
Eating.
So we'd know.
How is this possible?
Actually, I kicked it when I sat down, by the way. Right now, I kicked it when I sat down. He's still eating because he
got okay. To answer your question.
I worked very hard today, Dim.
To answer your question.
I'm going to work hard today. Right?
I don't understand. I can't believe I'm even putting this into the discussion.
You can cut the whole thing out if you want. It was just a
no, that's kick. Fine. It's real. It was low-hanging fruit. Everyone knows that by now. Why would that pose as a problem? As in, like, not being able to?
Because I... That's a ritual for me. So,
well, you no, think but that's what behavior about, that's been taught, though?
No.
You've learned and you've just kept it up?
Oh, it's just a habit, yeah.
Sure. Okay,
an addiction?
Oh, for sure.
No.
Yanking is...
an addiction is when it starts to interfere with your lifestyle.
I'll go to bed without doing it. I'll wake up an hour later and be like, no, I've got to get up.
No, but that's not... That doesn't interfere with work. It doesn't stop you from working.
No, but I'll do it during
okay,
work.
It's like sex addiction, right?
Hmm.
So many people will, like, you know...
I've yanked it everywhere.
Can you let me...
Let me just point that out. I've done it at work. I've done it in the supermarket toilets. I'll go anywhere.
Can you let me finish?
Airplane. Airplane. On the way to Japan, huh?
Can you let me finish?
I actually fucked up during a work call the other day. Anyway.
Dates, please.
Yeah, after. Okay. I was on GTA and in a work call at the same time. Picture what's going on.
Okay, can I get this? Can I say it now?
But yank stories. Let's go.
Okay, firstly, all right, you're not addicted because it's like the people that are sexually promiscuous, right? Then blame it on sex addiction. An addiction is when it interferes with your ability to work, function, be productive, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, having a jerk in a company toilet isn't an addiction because you're still working in the company.
Mm-hmm.
You managed to go to work.
What happens if I'm missing calls
An addiction is if you're not leaving your house because you're choosing to do that. No, but you're not working. You're not doing any form of productivity.
Mm.
If I called you and said, let's go for a beer or come here or whatever.
I'd jerk off before I met you.
Thank you for joining us. What? That's fine. That's just prioritizing what's important.
But the fact that you're doing it at work would surely be a sign that you can't just wait.
No, well, it'd be an issue. But it's like smoking.
Yeah.
Right? When people start losing it, it's like, oh, I've got to get out of smoke. Well, then you're addicted, dickhead, because you're not able to function without it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like to that degree.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as glamping and the gatekeeping, one second.
Ah, yes.
Hang on. Okay.
Yeah.
As far as the gatekeeping of the glamping, right? When we were sitting down, this was a powered camping site, right? So it was in a caravan park. So it was we knew what we were getting. We paid for it, right? We asked specifically for power because we're only going for 2 days and some of the people that had come hadn't gone camping before, so we didn't want to rough it. Yeah?
Yeah.
We were talking about, you know, who's gone camping before, who hasn't, who used to go regularly as a kid, blah, blah, blah. I thought about a time when I went camping. It was the last time I went with my family, like extended family. There was 4 families, I think. So there must have been about 16, 17 people, right? Maybe 5 and someone left early. We were there for like 10, 12 days, all right? We're up near Jameson, I think.
Oh.
We were in a camp, and I still remember it because it was like the coming of age one.
How old were you?
I would have been like 13, no more than 13, I reckon. I was young. It was the coming of age one because like there were a couple 16, 17-year-olds in the group, like you know what I mean? and it was more or less the last time we all went as a family. Yeah? Dude, this camping site was somewhere near Jameson, I think, by a river, right? There was a river stream that was near the camping site. No power, no showers.
Mm.
There was a long drop out in the middle of, like, the somewhere. That was it, right? We used to bathe in the river, right? We built an embankment, so built a bit of a dam just to shallow up the water a bit. And before we left, we actually knocked the dam wall down because it was flooding, right? But for 12 days minimum, we were literally, like, that was roughing it, yeah? We didn't have iPads. We had no phones. We had nothing. No electricity whatsoever. We had a radio blaring Greek radio, like 3XY all day. Like,
and it still gets picked up in Jameson.
Yeah, for some reason. Right? They were blaring Greek music like the whole time. Every night there was like just a bonfire. And there was like 4 or 5 adult women and they were all making meals, like proper meals. Like, it's not like we went hungry. Every couple of days we might drive into town, which was like 20 minutes away, or walk it like, you know, 45 minutes away. I don't know how we did it. The idea of it doing now as an adult, even with like no women and children, it's still like irks. Like, how is that possible? I've got 3 phones going at any given time. I need power. You know what I mean? So we're talking about that sort of shit. That was camping. That was camping, right? When we were in Inverloch a month ago, again, a powered site. It was just me and 2 other mates. And we didn't do anything. We just sat by the site because it was raining some of the time. Just sat by the site, reading, whatever, talking shit, drinking, listening to music. Took a walk into town, went to the pub, came back. Kept it basic. Glamping is what you see at the vineyards where they've got those teepees and stuff on raised floorboards and like air cons, proper beds, you know what I mean?
I've never seen it. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I think there's levels. You're talking about like extreme stuff.
I don't see a powered campsite as glamping. Because you're still technically pitching a tent, you know, you might be trying to make it a bit more comfortable in regards to like having power or having like, you know.
I think the rule of thumb for that then, and I could be wrong because I've never looked this up, but glamping would be, do you have access to electricity? Yes, you're probably glamping.
What about like a caravan?
Again, that's glamping. I mean, who the hell can afford a caravan?
Well, I've got mates that got caravans.
Yeah same. But not everyone.
Yeah, but. Everyone can afford a tent. Self-sufficient caravans too because they've got solar panels on them now. Yeah, but that, you wouldn't call that glamping. Like, they pull them up in the middle of nowhere.
I think if you have to spend money to camp, you're glamping.
Andy wants like a Huckleberry Finn story.
Yeah.
He said like, you need to have a bindle, no shoes, 13 years old with smokes.
picture us telling our parents, like you said, you're old man, right?
Like, dude, I swear to God, like, because I was cracking it about the power. I was cracking it about the power or something because the box was stuffed. I can't remember what it was. And I stopped. I'm like, what am I doing? And it's like, what's wrong? I could just hear my old man. This is another hubie got there.
Exactly,
like,
right?
You go to a fucking hotel.
Exactly.
Where were you?
Yeah. They would think it's a joke.
They would just be embarrassed. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with
you? All they need is 2 things. A tent, like a basic ass tent, and a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
That's
if
it.
If that. Dude, yeah. I went hunting with him.
Or just a sleeping bag.
I was like 17, and I went hunting with him. Or maybe it was like, I think I might have been 18, because I remember driving us to the last place that we went gone hunting in, like, you know, like 20 years ago. And we pitched a tent because when you go hunting, you either go late at night or you get up, you know, pre-dawn. So we went out for a shoot like that night and then went to bed late just for a couple of hours. And we had Japanese fucking roll-out mattresses, no air, nothing. I just remember sitting there like on the ground in that fucking sleeping bag and the old man's like a meter from me just cracking bad jokes. Like, what the fuck are we doing, man? Like, freezing. You know what I mean? For what, man? To shoot a rabbit. Like, fucking idiots. But yeah, look, I get what you're saying, but I don't take away the fact that even going to a camping ground and pitching a tent, I don't see that as glamping. Because I respect both because I've done both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Queen's birthday or Easter weekend like 3 years ago when I went to Mansfield with Malacca. We went to some hanging flats. I can't remember what it's called, but it's out past Mansfield. It's like 45 minutes past Mansfield. And then like the drive from the front of the camping site to the actual camping site is like 35 minutes. Your phone loses power about 10-15 minutes into the drive. No toilets, no showers, no nothing. We were just parked by a river stream.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
But I know women and children couldn't do that. They prefer not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy to do it with, like, a couple boys, but even I get sick of it, like, after, because, like, dude, I need some power. I need, like, I need to check emails. My job relies on it. You know what I mean?
Mm. Times have changed.
The WOGs in the 70s and 80s, man, they didn't need emails. Like, they didn't.
Well, they didn't have it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. They wouldn't. They could go away for a week and just switch off because it didn't matter. Me, if you're off the clock, like you, dude, if you don't answer your phone.
Oh, it's finished.
Yeah. Where are you? Yeah. Like, your job's
where are you? The company's finished. The company's gone. I get back, everything's gone.
The company folds.
They've already packed everything up.
took a week. Faster than I could pack up the tent.
I think if you try to sign into, like, an online portal and your username doesn't work anymore, like, well, that's peculiar. What the hell's going on? Hey, you call up, what are they called? Like, the webmaster. Like, the, yeah. Hey, what's going on? My password's changed. Who are you? I was the vice president. Yeah, nah, mate. Yeah. Never heard of you.
We don't have an account for you.
You're fucked. Here's a question. Would you go camping now?
Yeah.
Does it actually, like, appeal to you?
Yeah, it does. Like, I'm pretty easy going. If you want me to come along, I'll take along.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not the type to initiate stuff. Like, you know, like, used to go camping a lot, go forward driving a lot, stuff like that. And I'd always just be happy to take along, go for you know, the weekend,
bring
whatever.
Bring his miniatures. You know how peaceful he would love it, I reckon. Bring his miniatures.
See him set up just with the magnifying glasses.
They have little mobile, like, little stations.
And one of those influencer ring lights.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's trying to sleep in it.
Hey, people in the joining cast, like, who's that influencer? It's just John working on miniatures.
Everyone is always cracking it because it gets to, like, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, sometimes even, like, 1, 1.30, and all you hear is, is there anything in that?
Yeah, it's full.
All you hear at night is, because it's the paintbrush in the water.
Yeah, and the ring light would attract all the moths.
Yeah.
It's just black.
People are trying to sleep.
He's covered in mosquitoes. Johnny, you're right.
Yeah.
Look, man.
I'm surprised you don't YouTube that or, like, stream that.
He's lazy.
I'm not good enough. Here. I'm nowhere near good enough to, like, put my stuff out.
Rubbish. What about all the crap that's out there that, like, gets hits?
They're good painters.
I think it's more the content than you just being good.
You don't have to be good.
Yeah, you just have to. Yeah.
The Warhammer, like, paint miniature, or just miniature, like, Miniature social media, the miniatures on social media, it's not content. It's basically just people painting stuff, and it's interesting.
Have you seen Twitch? Have you seen what's on Twitch?
Yeah, I know. But it's like the content is them showing how they've painted it, and it's like a tutorial. I don't have the knowledge to do a tutorial.
I'm just slapping a whole bunch of different tune in to watch. I don't think I've ever watched a miniatures, like, tutorial of painting, but I can just hear two different types of voices. One, the guy with the perennially blocked nose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now we're going to use the coda. And you just a slight bath on the bottom.
Well, you know what? You are right.
Not too much. If you go spill.
Do you judge a YouTube channel by their audio?
No.
Yes.
No.
Like the quality of the audio.
I'm an audio engineer. It shits me when I can't get this podcast to sound right. Because there's so many other things I could do to make it better, but I'm lazy.
I think I'm used to the point that either everyone's streaming from a webcam or a phone.
So what? Even with a webcam or a phone, you can get good sound.
Well, that's what I mean. You don't have to touch it. It's all just buy a decent one.
Do you know what
one.
Shits me the most? It's not even an audio issue. It's a visual. When someone's doing a stupid reel, like a synchronized TikTok or whatever the fuck they're doing, and it shows them moving back into the phone to switch it off.
Oh, yeah. Edit it out.
Edit the last.
What? Yeah, I know.
Maybe they don't know how to edit.
Dude.
That's why it's like on a phone.
Just crop the end. Just crop.
The thing is, most like TikTok and stuff, they actually have inbuilt editing software.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's like you can literally just go into it, just swipe it. Just swipe it.
Just half a minute to the left.
Video 3 seconds earlier.
Not even, man. You don't need to show that last half second of you reaching in to switch off the video. It totally ruins.
Or when they press start.
The suspension.
Same thing, but in reverse.
Yeah, it's like the suspension of disbelief. It's like, okay, I'll get on board with your stupid miming TikTok or whatever. Just edit the last part that makes it seem like you're recording.
Talentless fools.
Would you like? Would you like to? You're talentless fools. Would you like to see the Godfather of miniature painting, like a quick tutorial video?
Yes. Not a whole video.
Yeah, send it in WhatsApp.
No.
I'm just picturing this guy living like the Batcave, but it's got like Leonardo da Vinci's best works on his walls.
Pull it up. All right. YouTube. This guy, because he left Warhammer, they've basically stopped showing painters' faces.
What's his name?
Duncan Rhodes.
Of course it is. Sir Duncan the First. The Rhodes Scholar.
Painting Academy. There you go.
Oh, my God. Is that him?
Yeah.
He looks exactly as I would have imagined.
Imagine what he sounds like in a second.
Because he left, he was basically...
Can you stop being a dickhead for 2 seconds of your life,
what, man? What was the guy that's got the afro and he was painting? No, and he was like a painter.
Yeah, he's dead.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, yeah.
This guy's like the Bob Ross of painting for miniatures.
Just going to get a lovely
That's, he talks green exactly apple. There. We're just going to cover it up, stuff like that. And basically, when he left, the next guys that were like...
When you say left, what did he leave?
He left Warhammer altogether. He left the company.
Okay. He's part of the company.
He used to work for the company and then he left. He was there for like many, like 20 years. I don't know how long. He left. The next guy took over. Then he left. Then the next guy... So about 4 heads left after him. Because of his departure and then their following departures, Warhammer now has their own painting academy where they teach you. The painters now don't have their faces anymore, so people don't get attached to them.
Right.
And it was just hands. You just see hands. Yeah. But now they've finally realized they need like a personality to the painting.
Yeah, because people
attach to. So they've started introducing the faces again.
Yeah.
He was a big hit, He was a big hit. When he left, it was a big hit, yeah.
You're such a dickhead.
Take it off. Okay,
he's got his own paint.
Which one?
I don't know. Just pick something.
This one? How many thick coats, Jim?
Yeah.
That'll be the thick coats, Jim.
So he's saying he's like 2 thin coats. You do 2 thin coats of paint and that's all you need.
Uh-huh.
He's stripping paint from models. So how many coats are on it? There's not going to be any talking.
Why wouldn't there be talking? Wait, he's stripping paint as in like it's been painted over enough times.
So it appears underneath this purple, there's a whole coat of red.
Uh-huh. What's with the 12-bar blues, man?
Uh-huh.
Now it seems underneath that layer of red...
Very Bob Rossi.
...it's a whole layer of blue.
This is so dry, right? Can someone punch someone? Dude...
So I don't know what sort of blue paint is used here, but it's very stubborn. But underneath it, there appears to be bits of green.
The bastards. So obviously the more paint you put, the more details get covered up.
Yeah.
You can actually go on eBay and you can buy models that are completely just covered in like 100 layers of paint. And it's like a surprise model. You have no idea what you're getting. And they'll sell them for like, $50. And it could be a limited edition model.
Prize box. That's a Christmas idea. I might do something for you guys.
What's that?
Bring a mystery gift in that's covered in 100.
What do you mean?
100 layers of paint.
Why?
You have to strip it all down.
To the point where like the paint's just...
That is the most annoying thing to do, stripping paint off models. Imagine.
Why would you have to do it that often if you're buying models that are new?
So usually you strip a model if you're not happy with the paint scheme or if you primed it too thick.
What kind of maniac is painting like 1,000 layers on it before deciding?
No, you're not doing it. But well, I was talking. You know that model I showed you? That model I showed you?
Yes.
That's the very first time I've ever based an entire scheme in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow is the most notoriously bad color to paint.
Right.
Other than white.
Why's that?
Because it's very...
No.
I was only $10.
Relax it. Take it.
No. I'm not going to have to get the same week. Thing next time.
I'm not going to have it next week, so just take it now. It's mine.
See, that's your credit card interest right there.
Yeah, literally, man.
It's a very...
chocolate. I didn't even get to finish what I was saying about that.
What's
about
that?
What?
The
about
credit
what?
Card. The bonus points.
No, you rambled on about something about camping after.
Yeah, you were just talking
it's
about
it. It's your own fault.
Yeah.
You're a prick.
All right, circle back.
For that, you get no chocolate.
I don't want to touch it.
Sure, you don't.
So yellow is like, I think it's opaque. That's the word they use.
I was thinking more mustard.
Chocolate, John?
later. Not opaque. I don't know. But basically, yellow and white, the pigments are very pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And when you paint with them, you have to be very slow and it just becomes messy and streaky. Now, those ones that I showed you, that was a trial of about 12 different yellows over different base colors. I, of course, like doing things difficult and decided to prime them in like a dark charcoal color, which is like the very big no-no for like yellow.
Why would you prime a yellow color, like a light color, with a dark primer?
Because there's a shortcut with priming things dark. It adds depth to like crevices and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And it just makes it naturally darker.
It's like 3D. It's like adding a natural contour. Like
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so if you miss an area, you can say, oh, that's a shadow. If you can't be bothered getting into a certain area, it's too hard. You don't want to, like, it could be like an armpit that's too difficult and you spent too much time on the chest piece.
Here's a question. You're all about like this sort of shit, right? How long have you been doing it now?
About 2.5 about two and a half years now.
So it's a creative thing.
Yeah.
Right. I know that when we were in primary school, you used to draw cartoons and comics like I did. How come you never did anything past that? Because, I mean, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
I do all the graphics, production cells for the podcast. I used to love getting, like, the Photoshop up and doing, whole scene and all that shit.
Yeah.
I can spend hours, like, the Duke Leverage mascot, I redid it all last week, you know. That actually looks pretty good. I'm happy with it. But that took me, I spent, like, 2 days on that. That's okay. You're a dog.
I said settle down.
Really? Really? You're a prick. Considering I've got no formal training in graphics design, I think it's not bad.
I know. The AI did a good job.
The AI didn't do anything.
Go on.
The AI did nothing. You scumbag. Anyway, my point is how come you never like tinkered with like paintbrush or like Photoshop the way I have?
Like in the sense for...
Anything. Like I've always done like... audio or visual shit like that.
Like, for career-wise, I just never appealed to me.
Okay, I did it before it was a career.
I muck around with that stuff at home.
Do you?
Yeah, but...
Just see the hentai he's done.
Nah, I just muck around with it.
Pussy.
What's this folder in your desktop? Project H.
Project H. Nothing.
Nothing.
Why is it password protected? Well,
I'm taking Japanese.
I don't want to be laughed at.
Saying, do you like Photoshop and Illustrator as a starter? Do you have those installed in your computer?
No. Exactly. I use GIMP.
Use what?
GIMP. I'm a tight ass.
Oh, my God. All right, so you do play around with shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I created a whole bunch of custom uniforms for Football Manager.
Nice.
The depravity, man. The serious, serious depravity. I think
if I'm going to conquer all of Europe with Catanzaro, they're going to look good doing it.
What's Catanzaro?
That's where my parents, that's the club that my parents are from.
They're in Football Manager?
Yeah.
That's
mad. The funny thing is, a lot of people will do like a 100-year like sim of Football Manager, and they just let the game run its course. And apparently, Catanzaro is his little C division team in Italy, constantly ends up becoming like a powerhouse in Europe and dominating the world.
Like gets pushed up to Premier League sort of stuff?
Yeah, like in the Italian league, dominates Champions League, wins at World Club Cups, everything. Yeah, and it's just like a sim that always, they run a 100-year sim in it.
That's just the way the game's programmed.
Yeah, and it's based off like,
trajectory, man. Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but it's just hilarious because he's like this grassroots little team.
But see, that's the kind of sickness I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like custom uniforms for thing. I remember I was sick from school for a week in 99. I had the PS1. FIFA 99 had just come out. I spent a week making the South Melbourne Hellas soccer team.
I remember that.
I took over like some random international league team, some shit team. I had the booklet from the last game that I'd gone to with all the players' profiles. Literally went in and did the uniforms, the names, even each player. I customized each player to the point where like Anastasiadis had that like widow's peak head because he was going bald. You know what I mean? You could see him. He'd get subbed on in the third, like in the last sort of, 10 minutes and kick a goal. But that's what I mean. Who else?
Well, I used to do it with the wrestling games.
Yeah, that's all the time. All creativity.
Yeah, I just kind of, not, I don't want to say grew out of it. I just kind of petered out.
Did you ever do it?
No, never.
Why? I mean, you're a gamer.
Yeah, I prefer to like play the game than design the game.
You're a scumbag, man. That's a shit hit.
I'm not creative.
Bullshit.
In like a illustration sense and stuff, I'm not.
Where would you say your creativity goes? Not everyone is creative.
Probably though. To my penis.
You're a moron. Yeah, you should join that puppetry of the penis stage show. Yeah, there you go. There's a career.
It could be a thing.
The next wave is coming from Bentley.
Why does it just keep bobbing up and down? Well, that's the limitations of what it can do.
You're fucked. Anyway, moving along, please. All right. What?
Nothing.
Chocolate?
Yeah, please have your chocolate.
No, story about your chocolate.
What chocolate?
Your you story. Said you never got to finish your story.
Your chocolate story.
Chocolate story.
Oh, my
God. Chocolate story.
He had a whinge 5 minutes ago about not finishing his chocolate story. Here now he doesn't even
chocolate story. The points.
No, you said about chocolate. I never got to finish.
I never said anything about chocolate. I said the points thing.
Hey, help me out here.
Yeah, you said something. No, you were saying I didn't get to finish my chocolate story.
It wasn't the chocolate story.
That's what you said.
Is that just a point of reference for
you?
We're
going to listen back.
Am I going to rewind this? Because I really can't be bothered.
So you can't prime things with, if you're going to use yellow, you can't prime things black.
Yeah? Right.
So that was like 12 different versions of yellow I tried.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it significantly harder. That almost, it took me ages. I was about to basically give up, strip every single model that I painted. It was like 22 models. And I was going to just repaint them a different color, blue, green, purple, any color other than yellow and orange, very similar pigment colors, and white. Those are three very bad colors. So I was just going to strip. I'm talking about stripping paint.
What do you invest in, man? Like, let's say, like, as in outside of, like, work, hobbies, future shit. In hobbies.
Mm-hmm. Money or time?
Both. Like, okay, example. He's just talking about miniatures, yeah?
Yeah.
How much time do you sink into miniatures a week?
If a week when I'm doing good? 14 hours.
Okay. So
2 hours, 2 hours an hour. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's your wind down.
Yeah.
Okay. I just spent 3 nights literally doing Duke Leverage heads. Yeah. Just because with that sort of shit, because it's got to be streamlined, you just want to get it done the same way, get the template done, and then do them all, bang them out one after the other. Right. And of course, once I started with the head, I had to make the mugs. I got a whole bunch of mugs. Then I thought, hey, you know what? I might as well get these done as well. And then I started editing one of my websites. Like, it just kept going. What's wrong?
Question.
Oh, God.
Why don't you just get the actual model to do the face poses for you?
Because the model is an 8-year-old child that was 8, like, 30 years ago.
Still pretty looks the same.
No.
And the faces are still there.
No.
Tim Cruise.
Can't you de-age?
38-year-old guy with
Disney.
Now.
Yeah. Contact Disney and they'll give you the de-aging technology.
They don't need Disney.
Yeah, the one they used on Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I didn't see the last Indiana
Jones. No one did. But on the trailer.
So did you watch Daniel, Irishman?
No.
No.
But would you like to hear how Indiana Jones ended?
We've spoken about it. We discussed
it. Oh, as in like spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert for a crappy movie that no one's going to go watch anyway.
I think we discussed this last
No. We talked about the movie, about how it's all woke and that stupid bitch.
Definitely spoke about the end.
I don't know anything about the end.
Well, then you weren't paying attention. All right, go.
Yeah, I nodded off.
So they time travel.
Yeah, we definitely spoke about this.
No,
the past.
I don't remember this.
No, you didn't talk to me about this.
You talked to us about this.
Maybe after,
but not to me.
I can't remember if they time travel back to Rome or they had time travel back to prehistoric, but they time travel. And I think he dies.
Yeah.
And then there's some technology that lets him go back to the future and he's back to life, or the tech brings him back to life or something.
But if he's dead, he's dead.
Some malarkey, man.
Wait, did he die in the past?
Yeah.
So he dies as a young man.
No, he dies as an old man in the past.
So an old man goes to the past where he wasn't already born. That he doesn't run
it's prehistoric. I don't know if that's it's ancient or prehistoric.
He doesn't run into his past self. He's before that.
No, they're in the
dies in the prehistoric time. They fast forward and then he gets back to life.
I don't know, but all I know is that time travel and it was a piece of crap.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah,
they're reaching.
New Star Wars will be interesting.
Ugh.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah. The director.
What? I didn't hear
what
anything.
She said.
Yeah.
What the time say? For like females is now to rise or whatever. And she's like, this is.
Because that hasn't been the norm for the last 10 years.
I don't know. I saw She-Hulk season 2 got rejected, though.
So yeah, it's great. Already made a loss of $200 million.
Of course it has. But you know they'll just blame the patriarchy for that.
Oh, for sure.
The actress apparently has already said that the Disney universe, the Marvel universe, is dead in the water now. They can't salvage it.
Have you seen Echo?
What's Echo?
The trailers for Echo.
It's a deaf superhero, isn't
yeah.
it?
Deaf superhero.
The worst trailers
it's Marvel. I've it's ever Daredevil's seen. Cousin.
I was going to say, are they black and trans
they're
well?
Like, Chick. To say they're reaching on that? Fuck, they are reaching.
Is she Puerto Rican?
I think she is. Filipino, I think.
Yeah, she's something. She's not white.
She's like a bit of a darker
Asian. What they've done is they've gotten, what's his name? From SVU. The bad guy?
SVU?
No, but he plays one of the detectives in SVU.
Which guy?
The main guy, like one of the detectives.
Yeah.
He plays a bad guy in Daredevil.
Oh.
The bald one. I forgot his name.
Colin Farrell.
No, SVU, you dickhead. With Mariska Hargitay, right? Like the...
Oh, it might be the other one.
You're thinking of the one with the military one, yeah?
No. No. I'm thinking about the sexual crimes unit
one. I can't remember which one. Maybe it isn't sexual crimes.
Ice-T.
Yo, man.
You heard the John Mulaney stand up when he does Ice-T?
No.
Anyway, he's like one of the points of interest of the show. Like, he brings the show together. A lot of people are watching it because he's fucking great.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I have no idea who you're
just
talking
Google.
About.
Just do a car search.
just Google.
Just Google, like, yeah, Law and Order. And I'll point it out.
Oh, Law and Order.
Yeah.
Oh, I still don't know the cast in that. I don't know.
Okay, hang on.
Law I was thinking NCIS, sorry.
I can't think of his name. He's got images.
Dun dun. Okay, hang on.
Fuck me, I don't
Why don't you just type Echo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Echo Disney.
Echo
or Marvel.
Cast Disney. Okay, so her.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the boy.
Oh, there he is.
That's.
Oh,
I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
I've gone blank.
He was in Men in Black 2, wasn't he?
Yes.
Wow, in the first one.
As the farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Salt and water, sugar water.
This guy, right?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Just go to all.
I'm going to cast you, douchebag.
Oh.
Him.
Yes.
Yes, that's him. Vincent, that guy?
D'Onofrio.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, see?
It's yeah. Doesn't he play Kingpin?
Yeah, Kingpin. Yeah. He's playing
Kingpin in Daredevil and everything.
That's him. He's Kingpin in Echo.
Yeah.
Right? So they brought him in. To really carry the show, it's a five episode.
They killed him in the first episode.
I don't know, but I don't think it's released yet. But the trailers for the show are so bad.
Mm.
So they start off like this, right? Typical like dark scene, you know, making her out to be like this badass, and then they're like, her rage, her anger can't be stopped, and that's it. That's the whole trailer.
When she talks. Does she talk like a deaf person? out of curiosity.
Wow.
I don't know, man. But the trailers look terrible.
Hang on, man. Not all deaf people have that cadence.
I'm just saying. It's a question. I'm not being a smarter. I'm just saying. I follow a chick on Insta and she's got a cochlear and she talks like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you follow her?
Probably got like Triple E cans.
Juke up. Nah.
You people are wrong. Both of you.
She's got a nice smile.
Is it an AI?
It's endearing character.
I hope not.
Oh, dude,
I hope not. Send her money.
Have you heard about those AIs popping up now that are making all the money on Instagram?
Yeah. I sent you the link the other day.
Yeah, but there's more now. There's even more.
Of course, they're everywhere.
Dude, if you look at the. That's actually something I wanted to. Yeah.
Did you?
This was the latest production reel for the last podcast that I did about Kiss.
Yeah.
So I've started using the cleavage shots if you've seen the other ones, right?
Yeah.
I'm purposely using AI racks so no one can say we're demeaning any women. Like,
that.
It's a hut. And it's making more money than anyone on the planet. When an AI model has thousands of followers who are paying money.
Yeah.
How is it any more demeaning for me to use the same image?
Oh, because people will complain, but to make money, they won't complain.
Yeah.
If they're making money, they won't complain. If you're making money, they'll complain.
You saw, you know how I posted a couple of things about the translations from the anime?
Yeah, the woke translation. That was the worst.
Oh, that was terrible.
So they've already replaced that voice actress with AI, and you can't even tell.
Yeah.
Of course they have, man.
But then as a joke, they continued it and they're like, they actually say that actress's name in the own voice, like the AI voice. It's like, she's the worst. No, no. Yeah, they're Western like voice translators. They're the worst. Something like that, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. With that thing.
Mm.
Okay, so the whole story was, with that, was the voice actors were taking on a manga, wasn't it? They were doing the voice translation.
Yeah, they were translating the anime.
The anime. The Japanese anime, they were translating it to English.
Yeah.
But what they were doing was recreating the text.
Changing
the context completely with, like, cramming it with woke agenda shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it adds nothing to the story. No, it just confuses anyone trying to follow the plot.
Yeah, like, there's one anime that I'm watching. Dangers in the Heart, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah, I heard. Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. I like it. And he's like some little emo punk in high school. He's got like suicidal thoughts and all that crap. And the girl that, it's a little slice of life rom-com.
I was going to say, that's a bit edgy, isn't it?
Slightly, not heavy at all. No, very barely.
What's what?
Yeah, I've seen some clips.
What's what?
Edgy. It's like,
what's edgy?
It's like,
gets the ball juices going.
Yeah, pretty much, like a feast for the eyes.
Yeah. It's like fan service.
Yeah, exactly. Fan service.
A little bit
of panty shot here, a little bit of.
It's not, because there's nothing like.
He's doing the full range of motions.
I wouldn't. It has elements of, but it's nothing like, say, Food Wars.
Hmm.
Food Wars is.
Food Wars is full on.
100%. First two seasons,
I showed
100%.
A clip to a chef that I was working next to about 2 weeks ago, and she was losing it. She's like, what the hell is this? I'm like, oh. Yeah, they're cooking some sort of souffle. Like,
must be using MSG.
So basically, in that one there, she's a fashion model. Like, she, you know, like teen fashion magazines. And so they go out for the day, and they're out for lunch. And he's talking about, like, some stuff about fashion. And then the actual translation is, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm actually, like, talking about fashion to her. She's the expert.
Mm.
But the translation that was the Western sub-translation was, I can't believe I'm mansplaining to her about fashion.
Wow.
But
wait, where did you watch this?
Downloaded.
But and that's dude, yeah. That what, was a man saying it?
Yeah, he was like thinking to himself, okay, I can't believe I'm mansplaining to dialogue. Her. Yeah, but the actual dialogue was.
The problem is no man on the planet ever thinks of mansplaining.
No, but with anime, they're constantly always in a monologue all the time. Because it's just them thinking.
But I'm saying, in a monologue, no man on the planet.
He would have just thought, I can't believe I'm explaining this to her.
Yeah, he wouldn't say to himself, I can't believe I'm mansplaining.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
It makes
it
completely unrealistic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless she's thinking in a monologue, I can't believe I'm femsplaining. To him.
Mm.
Nah, even women don't say it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But that's the point. Like, they're overreaching with this sort of shit to the point where it's not just overcorrection. They're speaking for minorities, the opposite gender, on their behalf when it's not even needed. Do you know what I mean?